If passed, the bill would become law on July 1, 2000. Supporters say that vehicle emissions testing should be eliminated because only 5.6% of cars and trucks failed the test last year. David Kittleson is a professor at the University of Minnesota. He supports the repeal, saying that an improvement in car engines, not the testing program, has reduced carbon monoxide.
The federal government has imposed extremely stringent exhaust emission standards on new cars, and as new cars replace old cars, the average emissions of the cars on the road goes down.
Not surprisingly, environmentalists are opposed to the bill. They've joined with some business leaders who worry that businesses will be forced to bear the full costs of reducing pollution. A vote on the bill could take place within the next 2 weeks. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jesse Hardman in Minneapolis.